Price, are you going to join us?
Yeah.
Are you dropping?
Good morning.
Like a kid
yes,
that got caught.
Yes, this is the TM Newham connection, ma'am. We're going to connect
some folks.
Which camera
am I? This one?
Okay, yeah. Hi. We're gonna connect some folks.
There's two cameras right here. So that one, right? That one?
She wants to know what she's focusing on so the people, she can make eye contact with the people.
Yes.
To the peoples.
Okay, so this morning we're going to do something different, though.
Yes, and Jared isn't here.
Oh, no.
Did you do the welcome back?
I did, but it was very silent because I was trying to see if you were going to pay attention to me or not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It was a test.
You know how the week's going right now.
Girl, we have made it to Friday.
Somehow.
Somehow, some way. But we are not going to read a LinkedIn introduction for our next guest.
Mm-mm. Nope.
We are going to see if our audience can guess our guest by her laugh. So you got to say something funny now to make our guest laugh. Don't hide your laugh.
Oh, was I supposed to laugh?
No, well, there you go. I didn't even need to say anything. Yes.
Yeah, she's over there trying to, like, conceal her laugh.
I know someone's going to, like, wink at me or cue to start laughing or something.
That was your cue, yes.
I can wink at you if you need me to.
Does that make you laugh when she gives you the wink?
Chills.
I feel like this side of my face went, like, crunched when
it
I winked.
It all winked.
Yeah.
I got the full face wink. I'm here for it.
Yes. So a lot of people know our next guest by her laugh, her smile, her reels.
Mm-hmm.
Her humor, her Adidas.
Yes.
The Adidas.
And the completion to our TM trio.
It is. So we have Hannah with us today.
I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have you.
Glad y'all let me on.
It's the TM trio.
I love it.
It is.
I love it.
We're excited.
I'm glad Jared isn't here. It's exactly. That's why I'm glad Jared
isn't
here.
I mean, no, I'm not going to say that, but like, yeah. Because he's going to watch this later and he's going to be like, fired.
No.
Putting that in your file.
Add it to the HR file.
Yeah.
Who is HR?
Me. No. Oh. We have no HR.
Okay. I was like, damn. all the crap I say in front of you.
Well, no, that doesn't exist yet here.
Well, that's good. Because I would have been fired a long time ago.
I don't think we're ever going to have an HR.
I don't think we need one.
Jared's just working on that today as we speak.
There's not a need.
I don't think we need it. Yeah.
There's not a need when you bring Self-police. In the right people.
Yeah.
I
feel like if I'm going to complain, I'm just going to complain too. So I don't need someone else to give me opportunity to complain or a safe space to complain. I'm just going to do it.
Well, we're also close too.
Yeah.
Like if one of us is having an issue, we just call each other, talk to each other about it.
Could you imagine, like, I report Price to you?
I would come
Look
after
at
you.
This email I just got.
I'd be like, okay.
We're going to CCHR.
You're going to be like, do you know her? That is just her.
What did we say last night? Let this fire shine bright. What was it?
The dumpster.
The dumpster fire.
Her dumpster fire
was shining bright last night.
That's our little Price.
Yeah.
It's just burning the place down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Violence,
rage set it ablaze.
I'm glad you didn't go through the LinkedIn because I don't think it's updated.
I feel like it's not.
It probably still, says I work at the Museum of Fine Arts.
Well, okay.
Oh, God. No, it is updated. I'm just kidding.
If not, we'll file that in her HR complaint as well.
Well, while I'm looking it up.
Yes.
While I'm looking this up, oh, my goodness, I'm getting 600 notifications.
On LinkedIn?
Well, I don't go on LinkedIn.
Me neither.
Very often. So when I go on, it's like, pop up, pop up, pop up. And I'm like, I don't care. But it is updated.
We do care about your LinkedIn.
It is updated.
Okay, good,
business
good.
Professional.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's updated. It is. And I have a new photo, right? Is it my recent photo? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's updated.
Okay, that's good.
Shout out, Ruben, for those recent photos.
Oh, yes.
I love Aura. My Aura photos.
We love Aura.
Okay. So
I'm going to get a jacket from them.
I said I wanted one too. I just haven't done it yet. I thought I was going to be gifted one, but
he's looking
I
at us
I have
like,
to get it.
What are y'all talking about?
This turned into a Ruben roast session.
Are we getting jackets?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, yeah.
I'm going to go pick the jacket for you.
No, I need to go. I need to go because I like
if
to represent.
Jacket, I'll pay for it.
Lulu? I want to represent my friends, so yes.
Or wherever you want.
I like the Lulus.
Yeah. They had a cute windbreaker thing there the other day. It was super cute.
I like windbreakers because it's Houston, and I feel like a good windbreaker is year round here. You can just bring the windbreaker.
What's a windbreaker? Like,
it's a very thin.
You're a soccer player. Do you know? Like your whole outfit was a windbreaker outfit.
Yeah, but I mean, is that like that material? Like the, okay.
Yeah. It's really thin. It breaks the wind.
I'm thinking like a wall, like a barrier.
It does. Girl. The material, when it gets wet, well, it does get wet.
It does get wet, yeah. See, so, but it dries quickly. Dries quickly.
Just wear a raincoat.
No. But the raincoat's heavy. Raincoats are, and they don't breathe.
They don't breathe. They are thick. Yeah.
Okay.
You chugging your coffee?
So, yes. It's almost done.
It's like a line out of my playbook. Just like chug it back. Shoot it back.
Everyone knows that I don't sip coffee. I drink coffee.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross.
It didn't look gross. You just shot it back.
Because you're here preparing myself for lunch.
I know.
So tell us, if somebody has not looked at your LinkedIn, tell us the professional story of Hannah.
So the bread and bones. Okay.
Wait, did you say bread and bones?
I don't know. What is it called? What
the bread and butter?
Oh, the
bread and
butter?
The meat and potatoes?
What? You can say bones solo, like the bones, like the bones of the home.
Where did bread come from?
Bread and bones.
I like carbs, okay?
With we a like... side of bones.
Seriously, where did bread come from, though?
I really don't know.
She don't know.
I think just said bread. It sounded right in my head. No. And then I said it out loud, and I was like, let's go. And then y'all were looking at me, and I was like, I did it wrong.
I think it meant bread and butter.
Yeah, I think the bread and butter.
Or nuts and bolts.
I think meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes just sounds weird.
That's kind of nuts like bread and bones.
Not nuts.
Why are you saying nuts?
Okay, let's get to Hannah.
Okay.
Tell us
so my story.
Bread and bones.
Bread and bones of Hannah without nuts. Yes.
All the nuts,
all
please.
The nuts. Hold them.
Okay. I just didn't like when you order food and you say, hold the tomatoes.
Dorette's crying.
Hold the tomatoes.
Hold the nuts. Dorette's like, hold the nuts.
All right. I really want to hear about Hannah.
I want to hear about Hannah,
too. Oh, I made you cry. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
This is why they don't invite me places. So Hannah has a degree in art history from the University of Houston. My very first job was a Museum of Fine Arts, too. So when I was an undergrad, I got a position. I say that better than it is. I worked at the front desk selling tickets, but it was my inn, so I loved that. I was really close with a professor there. Well, I was really close to one of my art history professors, and he was on the board there. So he was kind of just like helping me around, keeping me up, kind of keeping me in those conversations I needed to be in.
Yeah.
And then after I graduated, so I worked there all through my undergrad. Mm-hmm. And then after I graduated, I moved to West Texas. Yeah, I got married and then moved to West Texas like months after I graduated from college.
Where in West Texas?
It's called Carrizo Springs. So
I've not heard of it.
I say West Texas. I think it's West. Honestly, I really don't know.
Wait,
by like Eagle Pass.
Is this where
wait,
you
isn't
met?
Isn't that South?
Joseph and I met when I was working at the museum, and then we got married. Like I graduated, and then isn't that South? I don't know. Like it's north of I-10. Okay.
Just like we drove that
we
way.
We went that way. No, we passed San Antonio. So we did go.
Oh, west.
Yeah, west. Yeah, we were like on, 30 minutes from the border.
I was about to say like Mexican border west.
Yeah, no, it really was. No, it's west. I'm pretty sure it's someone. Okay, whatever.
That's west.
Yeah, okay. I think it's west.
Keep
going. You take I-10 west.
Southwest.
Yeah. But anyway, so there I worked at a school. I ran the after school program because like I had a bachelor's degree and I could get a job. So I was like, okay, well, I'll go work in education for, I think I lasted like 6 months. And then I was like, I can't do this. It was with elementary school kids. And I was like, this is just not for me.
Oh, like, no.
No, that's not
I think I made one cry one time, and then I felt really bad. I mean, I wasn't a mom yet. I didn't know how to deal with kids, so, like, I was not, you know, trained in education, so I just didn't.
That just wasn't your thing.
No, it really wasn't, but it paid really well. And then after that, I came back to Houston, had my first kid, and then I got a job at Simpson Galleries, which is the Houston's oldest and longest standing auction, like fine art and antiques auction house. So I worked there for 5 years. I think it was like 5 years. Yeah, 5 years. I was there for 5 years. And I did everything from writing their contracts to cataloging fine art, wine, a little bit of, that's kind of where my love for like mid-century modern furniture really crept into.
Because
I got to see like a lot of that firsthand. So it wasn't, for the
people that just don't know anything about it, it wasn't just like a painting on the wall. It was
everything. Anything that had like good value, you can sell through an art auction house.
Okay.
So paintings, furniture, pieces of fine dining, like china, silverware, Cartier bracelets, like all this. Yeah, it's like this whole scope of stuff. And they were the oldest one in Houston and the most reputable one too. So I was there for 5 years, worked all the auctions, phone bid. So if you can picture like a movie and everyone's just like raising a paddle and stuff like that, that's exactly how it is. No, it's so much fun because you're like spending other people's money and it's not yours. So it's great.
Yeah. Like, you just won this chair.
Yeah, no, it really is. And it's like there's an auctioneer in the front. Yeah, there's an auctioneer in the front. And then you have like a row of audience. And then there's like the owner, he would run the online like bidding platform. So you would have people bidding like behind a screen from their phones. And then in the back, you had phone bidders. So people like me who would like have people who called in before, registered to bid on this lot. Then, you know, you pick up the phone, you're like, hi, you know, you're about to bid on blah, blah, blah. And then the auctioneer will like take your turn. He's like, okay, I've got like $100 here and then $200 on the internet. And then he looks at the bank, like the, you know, the audience in the back, like the phone bank. And then he's like, okay, like who's got $300? And then you're like, he's asking for $300. Would you like to bid? And then, you know, you've got a paddle and you're like, you know, you raise it up. So it's fun, especially when it gets like really heated, because the whole idea of it is, you know, you get two people who really want something.
Yeah.
And if they're sitting next to each other, they're just going to run up a bid.
Yep.
And then you'll have like, I would always let my phone bidders kind of like wait. And then that person thinks they got it. And then you're like, all right, like they all sat out. Like, do you want in now?
Yes.
And like you throw in a bid and then they get all pissed off and stuff. So it's great. Oh, it's like, it's so much fun.
This is where your negotiation skills started.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And it's a totally different world. So, like, when you work in the art business, there's two sides of it. There's the academics and, you know, if you want to be a curator at a museum and stuff like that, that is what I thought I wanted to do. And then museums are nonprofits. All of them just, you cap out your salary at some point. That's really what happened to me pretty early on. And then the auction house side of things is where, that's where, like, you know, that's where the money's at. Because, like, they, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. So that was, like, the fun part of it. And then when I was there, I got an offer to go back to the museum at a senior position. So it was better for me at the time. And I was like, okay, like going back to that. And most of like my friends were all still there and stuff. So like 7 years later, I go back to the museum.
Yeah.
Then I was there for 3 years. I was there for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that is when I got into real estate. And then I met y'all.
Well, she fast-forwarded it through that real quick.
Yeah, that was a quick fast-forward.
Oh, like my history?
Or well, the
like,
real estate part, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that part, yeah.
She's like, yeah, got in and met y'all.
Well, I got in.
You didn't get in initially. It was your husband.
I was about to say, I think your husband was the gateway here.
So Joseph was the gateway into real estate. He worked for a home builder for about a year. A mutual friend introduced him to that world.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked like Manville, so like Rodeo Palms. He sold in Kingdom Heights for a little bit. And then it wasn't, you know, the path that he wanted to stay on. So he got out of it. And then that mutual friend that he had made while we were there introduced me into it. So it's like he left and I got in like within a month. So we both took like brand new jobs like at the same time. And we were like, what the heck are we doing? But whatever. Like, okay.
You'll figure it out.
Literally, I went back to the museum and I was like, do I want to be a realtor? I was like, I don't want to be a realtor. I don't want to sell houses. That sounds horrible. I was like, I work in the art business. Like, I work in a museum. Like, this is so posh. And I was like, no, I don't. I didn't want it. I really didn't think it was, I would be good at it too. I was like, it's a world I have no idea anything about. I knew a little bit about new construction just because, you know, Joseph would come home and talk about it.
Right.
But for the most part, I didn't know anything about a house other than it was a house. Like, yeah. that was really about it. So then I got into it, and then, you know, instantly it was builder relations. So working with builders, and I realized I was kind of good at this.
Yes.
And I was like, this is kind of cool. Like, I kind of, this fits my personality. It fits what I like to do. You know, I like to schmooze, and yes, it really fit my, it fit me. And it, you know, I love to talk to people. I'll talk to the wall if you let me.
You're great at it. Well, not talking. I mean, yeah, you're great.
Talk to the wall. No, I am great at talking to the wall. You should see me when I'm getting ready in the morning. But I quickly learned that I really do like this world. And I'm a very competitive person by nature. And it really allowed me to, like, there is no cap. Like,
right,
it's really how much I put into it.
You put into
it. That's the great part of it. Yeah. Is it's how much you put into it is how much you can make. And the ceiling is just glass.
It really is. And that's kind of, you know, once I got my feet wet my first 6 months, had my first couple closings, and then I really got a taste for it. And then I was like, okay, like, I really want to ramp this up. And then COVID happened. And then And then I was like, oh my God, I was like freaking out.
Yeah.
I think you remember me probably freaking out, but I was like freaking out. Cause I was like, why did I leave my job? I left like a salary
for a secure commission.
Mm-hmm. And, it worked out to be better, obviously, because of the years that we had following COVID. Sure. But then also the position I had at the museum, they had to cancel that position for those couple of years because you can't host things. You can't have groups of people in a museum and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. So that would have been...
It would have been
exactly. So I would have been let off,
right,
basically.
Right, right. Yeah.
They weren't able to really do too much at the time with it. So they would have had to have, like, you know, cut me. And, you know, with nonprofits, your salary is dependent on somebody donating money at some point. And funds, I can imagine funds were depleted a little bit during COVID. So, so it worked out better in the long run. And then I stuck with that, with the team I was at for three and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
I met y'all throughout the way though.
Yes. You were my builder bestie.
We were. Aww. I know. I would text Durette and be like, hey, there's all this stuff going on this week. Like, are you going to any of these? And we would plan to go at the same time.
This is when we'll meet up.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
It was. And I loved always, like, just running. I mean, I love the people that it's brought me around. Like, this industry really has introduced me to some fantastic people, whether they're builders or other realtors or just someone that I feel like I really do learn something from. And being at the museum or being in my old career, you can always grow by just, like, learning more and stuff like that. But there was, you do hit your cap. And then at some point, you're just doing the same thing over and over again. And the way my mind works, that would have eventually worn me out. So I'm glad I got out of it.
Every day is a new adventure. And
I don't know if we want to call it adventure.
It's an adventure.
It's a new headache sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I met y'all, and then it's been great. And I'm at TM, and that is my LinkedIn profile.
Summed up.
Summed up.
So you have an anniversary coming up.
I do. I know. I can't believe it's been a year.
One whole year next
May
week.
May 1st. That's insane to me.
Yes.
A whole year.
Like, it's really flown by.
I feel like it went really quick.
It really did. I mean, you were pregnant for a lot of it. Or you were out on maternity leave for a good amount of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When she started.
Mm-hmm. But then I feel like it's really, really flown by. And, like, in the best of ways, though. Like, it's so funny because sometimes I do feel still like Hannah's the new girl. But then I'm like, wait, I got to stop saying that.
Yeah,
like,
no, you're not
the new girl. No.
You're the
fun. We got new girls.
We do have new girls. Yeah. And you are now the fun aunt. So.
You are the fun aunt.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, these kids going to hate me. Like, sometimes I say something and I look at their faces and they're like, and I'm just like. I am what I am.
It's good
for
them.
It is good for them.
It's good for them.
They need the nitty gritty.
Well, we wanted to celebrate your 1 year.
Yeah.
We've had you a whole year.
Yes.
And we're so happy for many more to come.
Y'all are
we
am I opening this now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes along with what we're talking about.
For the dramatics.
Yes, please.
Okay, let's get off table.
My rapping skills of throwing tissue paper in a bag.
I cannot believe y'all. This,
that is so pride. That
y'all
is
are so your sweet.
Like we should do a comparison. Our tissues would look very different, and I love it.
What do you do with your tissues? Is there
there's a technique to it?
Yeah, well, teach it to me because what I do is just in there.
I saw that.
I was like, yeah, there's a technique. Oh my gosh, this is so pretty.
I hope it doesn't have a tag on it.
Is it a row with paintings on it?
In tea and blue colors.
That's right.
Where did you even find this?
It's a very interesting price. Story.
Yeah.
But it's a boutique. Oh, it's actually a boutique in Texas.
Boutique.
And an influencer had gotten one, and I saw it on this influencer, and I was like, oh my gosh, it has an art gallery, and it's TM blue. So mixing your two pasts and present.
Yes. Price is the best gift giver.
Oh, you are really
she
good
is a
that.
Very yeah. good
I wear
gift
your
giver.
Gifts, like, every day. Like,
yes. Aww. Yes.
My bracelet.
But... That's so you. So we can't wait to see a reel of you
I love it.
I didn't even open it because they had folded it so nice. I just went from pretty. A to B.
I love it. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
This is so sweet.
It screamed Hannah with the art gallery on
it's
it.
Very soft too. Mm-hmm. I like it.
And it's the
it's a good summer
blue.
Robe.
So it was perfect. It
is. That is very sweet of you. Thank you so much.
Well, so you are having your 1 year anniversary with us. Yeah. So we did want to ask, what was it about Turner Mangum that intrigued you to want to join the team and the family?
Oh gosh. There's a lot, I feel like. I think every time I was around y'all, like, cause we would see each other at events or honestly at events or just whatever it was. But anytime I was around y'all, it always felt like you can just feel like when you belong somewhere, not that I didn't belong where I was before. I feel like I always fit in usually pretty well, but there was just something there that I was like, I felt like the experience y'all had was going to take my career to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you kind of like what I was saying before, like you start to feel like you're in that kind of repetition. And even though with commission and in the role I had before, I could still make more money. There was always room for that, but it was more just like, okay, that means like, I've just got to, you know, be out there more or whatever. But I feel like there was like a part of like that knowledge that maybe I was just not, I wasn't getting anything more out of that part of my role.
Sure. Well, there was a cap, kind of like the museum, there was always going to be a cap.
Exactly. Right? And then it just becomes like repetition. You're doing the same thing over and over again. And just, and at that time too, even when I would see you guys, I didn't really know a lot about TM in terms of like, I knew you guys came from new construction. So, and being that I work in it so much, that was obviously something very attractive to me. I didn't know a lot about Jared. I didn't know who Caleb was. Like I, you know, sorry, Caleb. I know who you are now and it's fantastic. But like, there's a lot that I didn't know about TM. But I knew that you guys had a strong presence and I knew that nobody had bad feelings towards y'all. And for me, that is huge. Like, you know, I talk to a lot of people. I hear a lot of people talk in the industry. A lot of people trust me with things too. And the amount of people that would just be so excited anytime y'all showed up somewhere that I was like, I just felt like y'all were just such a good, we were very compatible. Even when and I like that we started as friends because
it's organic.
Yes, exactly. It was very organic to when we did start talking, nothing felt like there wasn't any hesitation on, is this for me or is this not for me? Do I fit in with them? Do they fit in with me? Do we vibe together? And even then, I feel like there was a lot that we still didn't even know about each other, like personalities and stuff like that. But I knew that we fit in together. And I think that the knowledge that y'all brought with you was very attractive to me because I knew that there was a lot I would be able to learn. And a year into it, I have learned so much. I mean, I know we were joking about photos on listing, picture, what was it? Words on listing photos on HAR. I had no idea that that wasn't allowed, but now I do. But I'm like, there's just so much that I feel like y'all have done in the new construction world in Houston. And I just was like, I want to be a part of that. Like, I want to fit in there. Like, I want to be with the cool group.
Aww.
We're the cool
you
gang.
You took our cool to a whole new level. Because I didn't feel like we were cool, but.
I don't feel cool.
We.
You're very cool.
I don't feel cool.
I like to think I'm cool.
I think you're cool.
Thank you.
I think Hannah's the coolest, though.
She, yeah.
Aww. Hannah, you're definitely like
our
the coolest.
Cool at TM got elevated when
and
she
Jared
joined
And Jared is
team.
Way down here on cool.
He's like,
no,
he's not here.
He is the influencer.
I mean, look, of the group. Man will post a photo. It's got like 10 shares from like someone's mom. I don't even know who it is.
1,000 likes. 527 comments.
He'll take like a selfie that's like it's like he'll take the selfie like down here and he's like, just at my new listing.
He don't care about the angles, girl.
No.
He don't
but
care
he'll
about
get
the
like
angles.
100 likes in yes. 10 minutes. Yeah. And
yes.
I don't get it.
He's the influencer. It. I mean, I share
he's
it.
He's like the...
I'm one of those 10
the fun
shares.
The aunt is sharing it.
What did we call him yesterday? The like Lennar... homecoming king.
He was the homecoming king. Yeah. We were at that event and all those Lennar people were like, oh my God, Jared's here. And that was the first time I've really seen someone really like
swoon
starstruck.
Like, yeah.
And y'all were like, he's like the quarterback that came home.
Yes, he is. He's like the quarterback and
yeah.
like when you
high
see in the Hallmark
homecoming
movies,
yeah.
that they come back
they
to
come
town.
Home and everyone's like, oh my gosh. Back.
Yeah. We need to start or stop talking him up. He's going to get.
No, but we will talk Hannah up. And so we noticed your work ethic. And aww, again, yes. you were very genuine and driven. And no one had anything bad to say about you. Everyone. We could say the same about when Hannah walked in a room, everybody was excited. Aww. And so we were like, well, we want some of that.
Well, and again, with the reputation, I mean, we had not heard anything negative about you. And that's really big.
Positive.
It's really big to us because of the reputation that we try to have in the industry.
For sure.
And it's like you said, it was so compatible. It seemed like such a great fit.
And I know, like, I think there was one time when I had seen you. You had just announced that you were pregnant with Autumn. And it was at this Highland event. And I was like, do you know if it's a boy or girl? I was like, all on her face. And it was me and it was a diva.
Yeah,
Highland.
Y'all read
and
my
palm.
And we
were, like, looking at her hand trying to figure out what palm. The baby was. And she was not weirded out at all that I was like, huh. Like, I just really went full-blown, like, in your face, my grandmother said that, da, da, da.
I mean, that's right up my alley. So
did y'all guess it right?
No, I think we thought it was a girl. No, we thought it was a boy.
No,
they said a boy.
They both thought it was a boy.
Yeah, me and Adiba were both like, you're having a boy. Mm-hmm. And then she announced that it was a girl.
My grandma was wrong.
We will stay in our lanes from now on.
Oh, my no, palm reading is right up my weird alley.
We should go get that done. I haven't.
Please.
Yeah. Can we?
Yeah.
Direct, you want to
drive us? What do you
mean,
can we? I'll drive y'all and drop y'all off.
You wouldn't get your palm read?
No.
Why?
That is not my thing. But that can be y'all's thing.
It
that
can be our
thing.
You know where we need to go? We should go to Galveston and have it done.
Why
Galveston? They wait, just, what's... Is it,
I'll sit
like
at the beach.
There's like all the souls, the lost souls over there. Influencing.
Yeah, from the hurricane.
From the flood. Oh.
There's a lot of
energy. She said, I'm going to go sit on that beach. You don't know what's under that sand.
And then we can stay at the haunted hotel, the Galvez.
We're going to stay at Caleb's Beach House.
That's Crystal Beach.
Shout out to Caleb's Beach House if you want to book it. Contact TM.
Yes. It's a beautiful beach house.
It is.
When I went, I loved it.
Great location.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you guys play like with the golf cart when y'all went?
Yeah, we always hit the golf cart.
I love the golf cart.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know you're not supposed to drive those on the street. Like on the road.
The main road where the cars are?
Yeah.
Well, get what?
Well, I did.
What'd you do?
Sorry,
drive
Caleb.
It to the grocery store?
No, there's that little corner store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alyssa and I got hungry and we went to the corner store. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know, like 12.
In the golf cart?
Yeah. That's when I lost the tripod.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yes.
when I lost the tripod.
Oh, but that was okay. She upgraded to
it's
her
okay.
new
I got
one.
A new
fine.
One.
Where did it get lost?
I don't know. It's
somewhere
on
the highway
road
there.
In Crystal Beach.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't know we weren't supposed to ride them. And I made a comment to Jared about it. He was like, you took that on the street. And I was like, am I not supposed to? And he's like, you're not supposed to drive those on the street.
Oh my gosh.
My bad.
That country boy was probably like, mistake number one. Driving an ATV or golf cart on the road.
It has wheels and it's a street. So to me, I'm like, you can put it on there.
Makes sense. I mean, it was like at midnight. Nobody
was out there.
Nobody was
out. I
mean,
I would have been like signaling, like returning right, returning left.
And like they can see you at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, that was a really, really fun time. That's a really great place to go.
Well, speaking of fun times, what is your most fun or craziest story since you've been in real estate?
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah.
Are we talking like, mm-hmm. like crazy clients? Or like crazy, like something that I was like, ooh, is it going to get me fired? Crazy? Or like, don't fire me, please. I got kids to feed.
I wouldn't say with clients.
Okay. So not clients.
Yeah, not clients.
Honestly,
maybe just an experience that you had. Maybe something you, I don't know. Something with a builder, maybe? Well, it doesn't have to be all like
that. All of her builder friends are like panicking yeah. right now. Like, please don't bring up that story please of that one, up time. That one time.
Man, I honestly don't know of like one specific incident where I was like, okay, this is wild. Can we come back to that? Let me think.
Yes.
Let me
yeah,
think.
Okay.
Yeah.
If something comes back to you.
Let me phone a friend.
Yeah. They're all texting her right now like, don't you dare tell that one story.
How about this question?
Okay.
So you've been in the industry for about 4.5 years now?
Yeah.
If you could go back in time, uh-huh. so when you first started in the industry, what advice would you give your younger self?
If I could go back, I think it would always be protect the builder. Like when you're working with a client and the client's mad at the builder and the realtor wants to be like, okay, let me go, you know, swing my stuff. Let me go prove a point.
Those nets that we held.
The nets that Durrett's holding. Go swing those. I think just because I see it happen so often now too that I know better, but I once didn't know better. That
sure.
yeah. your builder partner, I feel, usually should come. I don't want to say come first before the client, but
there's a way to balance
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Of course.
And in a good way to
in
balance it.
In a fair
it,
way.
To where you're not attacking the builder who mm-hmm. is, you know, building your client's home, but you're also still supporting your client. Mm-hmm. So I think early on, I was trying to be that person where I was like, no, like I'm going to stand up for the client. And sometimes mm-hmm. I was like, we don't have a leg to stand on. And now 4.5 years into it, I know now, okay, this is not a fight that we fight, but if this happens, then yes, we fight this. But I'm yeah. learning like which battles we fight and which ones we don't. Or I have learned that there is a good way to do it and there's a very bad way to do it. And I feel like most, not to dig on all the other realtors, but most realtors don't do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you said the exact phrase of what we don't do
yeah.
where if there's an issue we have a understanding in a relationship or partnership with that builder to yeah. where we can go to them and speak to them in a way that makes sense to come to a resolution, whereas I feel like a yes. lot of agents might take their first line of defense is to attack
yeah
like, so you said attack and that made exactly. that made a lot of sense to me because yeah. even when I was on the sales floor I would get attacked
all
by
the
real
time.
Estate agents oh. and I was
yeah
it was so strange to me because why wouldn't you just come and talk to me just talk yeah. to me about the issue and mm-hmm. I can resolve it but it was but very instead, hostile
and there yeah. could already be a resolve in the works
yeah.
There's so much that goes on behind the scenes in the builder world yeah. that gets lost. Mm-hmm. And like you said, everybody just wants to come in
yeah.
guns a-blazing.
And I would say over-communicate. Like in the beginning, I used to also just be like, no, they know that. Like, I'm not going to say that. Mm. They know that. But now I'm like, okay, you've bought a house 3 times. Great. This is how much your option period is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like,
communication
you know, or,
is key.
Yeah. Or like just not to assume that somebody understands something because they've done it multiple times.
Sure.
Builders all do things differently. Communities all have different rules.
Yes. yes.
So again, that I feel like is something that being in it for, you know, a few years has taught me mm-hmm. like over mm-hmm. absolutely 1,000% communicate. But like, mm-hmm. like yeah. it's just, it seems like it's so simple, but in the beginning, I feel like I was just like, okay, well, if they didn't ask the question, I'm not answering one.
Sure.
But now I'm like, no, I'm going to answer it. I'm going to say that like, just anyways, I'm going to put it all out there. And then if, you know, that way I can be like, okay, like I did tell you, or you were aware of this. So I think over communicating on both sides with the builder and with the client.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah. I do like to think that in those 4 years, I have learned a lot, especially in the last year, especially when it comes to like talking with developers, talking with builders, or just the value that you can bring to a builder, mm-hmm. I think has grown so much for me versus just what I thought, you know, I could give you. Mm-hmm. So it is so much more than just, you know, being, you know, the girl that pops around and, yes. you know, bugs you in your model home. But yeah, so there is like a huge value there that 4 years ago I didn't know or I didn't realize, you know, could exist.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a huge value proposition to our builders.
What do you like to call it? Tools in your toolbox?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We provide a lot of tools for the toolbox, tool belt for builders. Yeah. They can, if they need it, they can pop it out. If they don't, they can just have it if they need it.
Pop whip it out. Here are these tools for you. Whip them out. Call me. I'll help.
I like it, though. I like over-communication. Yeah. I like that we do protect our builder partners. I say protect. I think that we have their best interests as well as the client. So we understand to not get too emotional on either side of those.
And I think that you guys understand that because you did sit there. So it's like, you're like, I hate it when someone did that to me. I'm not going to turn around and do the same thing. No. Even though I didn't sit in that chair. But I think y'all have definitely rubbed off on that for sure. Mm-hmm. So I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. To just know that there's a different way to approach that.
Yeah.
And to typically get better results from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are probably the biggest things I would go back and give myself.
Well, and I love hearing how much you've learned over the past year. You know, sometimes we get kind of lost in the sauce of what we do for the team and just everything.
No, I've even told Jared, like, there are times like whenever we leave like a builder meeting and I've like heard you done like give your pitch and I'm just like, I tell him, I'm like, that's like amazing. Like just hearing y'all talk, because I just sit there and I'm just like, I'm just here to look pretty, right? So I'm just like... No, honestly,
you have a very important job. Yes. And it's not just to look pretty.
No, but y'all are, you know, up there like giving your, you know, this is why we're here moment. And I'm just like sitting there like, God, all this makes so much sense. Like it, like, how does it not click before? But now that I'm like, okay, this all makes like, it all just fits so well with each other. I know I'm trying to say it without saying too much, but it's like, it's just, I've learned so much just from hearing y'all talk or just be able to attend certain things with y'all that like I normally didn't go to. So like being able to be in some of those conversations, it's like now when I'm out in the field, it's like again, more freaking tools.
And that's the whole point of it. I mean, we're intentional about who's at what presentation or meeting or training, because like you said, then when you're out on your own.
Yeah.
You have all of that knowledge and those resources to bring as value to your partners and those relationships that you've grown. And so it does make sense.
Well, like you said, not just going around and dropping off a gift. Yeah. There's, you know,
I still like to give y'all gifts though, but.
Oh yeah. But there's.
You're still going to get them.
There's a whole value gift proposition.
Plus value.
Yeah, there really is.
And no one can replicate what we have and the knowledge that you now have.
As Jared likes to say, uncopyable. Yeah,
but we also can't replicate you.
No.
So, I mean, I think
you
it's
can try.
A... We do try. We're all like, let's clone Hannah. Yes. How many of the Hannahs can we have?
I don't think the world needs another one, though. Like, if I'm being honest.
We beg to differ.
I think if y'all had two of me, you'd probably be like,
That'd be great.
That'd be great.
We would have two cool aunts.
Yeah. There are so many times that when I first started, I felt like I was like, I'm going to say something. I'm just going to test the water and see how they react. Just so I can be like, can I be Hannah? Or do I still need to be a little bit more? But y'all take it like champs. So.
Oh yeah. We don't care.
Yeah. No. There are some times that I look at y'all's faces and I'm like, ooh, did I just say that? And then I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Keep it moving. Okay. Well, what does Hannah like to do for fun? When she's not giving gifts and working.
Eat, drink. No, I'm kidding. No, not kidding. Hannah likes to do a lot of stuff. I do love to eat. But, I mean, I have a pretty good group of, like, friends and family that I really do love to hang out with. So if I'm not working, which I feel like we are working a lot.
Even when you're having fun.
A lot, like 24/8. But if I'm not working, and I know that sounds like so cliche, like if I'm not working, I want to be, no, yeah. but for real, if I'm not working, I do really like to like spend time with my friends and family, especially with my brothers, my mom's. But Hannah is happiest when she's on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
That is 1,000%.
Did you go dancing last night?
No, no, that's tonight. Oh. For her mom's birthday. For mom's. Shout out to
Happy
Mama.
Birthday,
Happy
Mom.
Birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Mom's turning 60.
Oh,
it's a big 60. Oh, yeah. So she's turning 60. And
she likes
to dance. Watch out. They'll be tearing up the dance floor.
No, my mom is exactly like where I get the dancing and the loud. And like, honestly, both my parents were like that. Like, I would take both of them to like a club.
I love that.
The lights would come on and the cops got like a light in my dad's face. Like, let's go. And my dad's like yelling at the band for one more song. So it's. Yeah, no, both my parents were really, really big dancers. They just love it. Just like, and it's not so much like, it's a different kind of dancing though. You know, like it is like, you know, the music's good, the band's there, you know, like salsa, merengue, like all that is like a, like, it's so happy.
Yes.
That it's so hard not to be happy. And even if you don't know how to dance it, like you're just twirling around and that's really all that matters. But it's like that moment when you can kind of just like, the music is so loud that everything else kind of gets left behind. And for those 4 hours, all that matters is...
4 hours?
Just joy.
Oh, yeah.
They're there from...
We're there from like...
The band starts at 9:30 and then they're there till it shuts down.
Till like 2. They'll stop at like 1:30, but then the DJ comes on. So he's there from like 1:30 to 2. Yeah. I'll be out there all night. Like if,
that's where y'all will find Hannah tonight.
Friday nights. I don't say where, though, because then people like to be like, where are you?
And
I'm
I wouldn't say where.
I don't say where. I don't even tag the place because, like, that's, like, my happy place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone's like, can I come with you? And I'm like,
no.
No. Maybe. Maybe.
She has taken, you've taken a few.
Yeah, I have taken a few. I have, like, I do have some people that I like to take. But for the most part, that is, like, my happy place. So, yeah, so it's my mom's 60th and my little cousin, Kami, she's turning 21. So we're doing a joint birthday party.
Cute. Oh, that's a big birthday.
Yeah. So we're doing a nice little joint little, it'll be fun. Yeah. But that is when Hannah's happiest, when I'm there or working out or at the beach. I do love,
you do
and I do love,
love
to travel. Yeah. I really, really do. Me and Joseph love to like go places that we've never been, obviously, but we also like to go places that we go all the time. So one of my aunts has a condo in, off of Lake Austin and I love going there. Like I try to go at least once a quarter and I take the kids. It's got a big old pool and it feels like a resort. Cause like they come up to you and they have like your drinks and your food and it's, no, it is fun, but I
TM Travels.
Honestly.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
No, I, yes. No, for real. Oh,
good call, Price.
No, it's only like 3 hours
away.
Me
with the pool and drinks.
It's
someone
the,
bringing it to you, serving it.
She has a place on, the Hollows at Lake Travis. So it's like,
catch
it's
us
really,
there.
Really nice. Yeah.
Next quarter. When we're not so busy.
Yeah. Caitlin's calling me.
Hi, Caitlin.
Wait, should we have answered?
Yeah.
Funny. Hold on,
tell her she's on the podcast.
Hold on. Let me call her back.
She's supposed to be learning at the Builder Boot Camp.
Oh, I think they're done because
they might be
they're
done.
All texting me too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey. You're on the podcast, by the way.
Hi, Caitlin.
Oh, hey.
We're still filming, but I figured I'd call you back and just say hi.
Okay, so we'll cut that part out.
Yeah.
That remove.
Okay.
Noted.
Sorry. Okay, we'll call you back. Good luck.
Okay, well, we had to let Caitlin go because we need to hear your funnest, most fun, or craziest.
Man, I really don't know.
Okay, well, wait.
An event or?
But wait, we were talking about travel. Yeah. What is your most favorite place that you and just... Oh, wait,
no.
Oh, is that on the next...
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah, never mind. Got it. Kidding.
Okay, cut.
So we're starting over again and go.
And scene.
Scene.
So we don't...
We don't...
So you don't, there's no crazy
I'm
or
thinking and I'm,
or something just fun. It doesn't have to be like wild. It could just be maybe a real, how about this? What about like a momentous moment in your real estate journey? Is there anything
that
stands out
that
to you?
Makes you most proud to say, this is what I do.
hold on. I feel like I have a lot of moments like that, though. Like, I feel like anytime a builder calls and they're like, hey, I'm in a bind. I really need help with someone. Can you guys help out? And we make it happen. And that person is like so thrilled. And then they're telling the builder, like, thank you so much for, you know, passing out that business card. Like, that person really was an extension of you. So I feel like there's a lot of moments like that where I'm just like, this is why I love being able to do what I do. Because number one, yes, I love helping people buy a home. That's really nice too. But also it's just, I feel like for me, just the relationship that I've been able to build with someone. And then when they do have that moment where they're like, okay, Hannah was right. Like, she is going to take care of these people. She is going to show up to all the things like she promised she would. Those moments, I think for me, for my, you know, little competitive heart, go very far.
Sure.
Because I'm like, okay, like, now this person vouches for me. Now this person, the next time they pass out my card, they're like, this is my person. Mm-hmm. Like, call them. They might pass out like a couple other cards too, but I know they're going to push mine further.
But she sent us the camera.
You know who you are.
Bombastic.
But I think like there's a lot of like little moments like that that they do lead up to a bigger, like, okay, this is why I deal with the phone calls at 8 o'clock at night, at 9 o'clock at night, when we can be boarding a plane and I'm like taking a call from a lender or something. So there are a lot of moments when I think it's really when I notice that somebody, I have proved them like my worth.
You've earned their trust.
Exactly. That's what it is. I think for me, that goes so far to where I'm like on a high now. And then I'm like, okay, like, I'm going to do that all over again and all over again. And again, like, I mean, just me being me, I want to be at the top too. Like, I want, like, yes, I'm happy where I'm at, but it's like, it's not enough. Like, I still want more. So it's like, the more people that I can be like, hey, this is like who I am. This is what I bring to the table. This is what my team can do for you and your clients and your business. I think seeing all of that, like as it continues to grow, it's happy. It makes me in my happy place. I don't know how else to describe it.
That's but perfect.
It puts me like in my happy zone where I'm like, this is why I do what I do.
Yeah.
So I do like to help people negotiate repairs and stuff like that, but that ain't my favorite part. Like, I don't care if you get the fridge. I hope you do, but that's not my favorite part. Maybe that's what we should have talked about. What's your worst experience? No, I don't think I do have some people that have been like, some experiences where I'm just like, okay, I hope this never happens again. But
yes,
don't think I've really had any that. I did have one time one person was just not happy with me. But literally, I was in Costa Rica and I did not have cell service. Like, we would leave the resort and my phone was like wandering. It did not have any.
Oh, no.
And he was not happy. He was just like, I'm not happy. It was one of those, I'm not happy with the builder. I want you to do something about it. And I was like, this situation does not, I can't do anything about this. Like, even if the builder was at fault, like, I can't do anything. This is not the aisle that I work in. Okay. Like, call somebody else. But, it went on for like a day where he did not have much service with me. So he called the office and he was not happy. He said some pretty mean things. Oh. And then I told him too, I was like, I'm not going to help you. But then when he finally closed, I mean, because I still did do it though. But when he finally closed, that was one that I was like, that was probably like the worst person like I've ever had to deal with. In this sense, like he wasn't like, I don't know. He wasn't trying to rob me or something like that. But it was more just that, you know, I can close that chapter and be done with him. But that was probably one of the ones that I'm like, this is somebody I'd hope, like, I don't have another client like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've all had those.
I think so. I think we all have.
Mm-hmm. You always have, like, at least in my experience, I'll have, like, a handful every year.
Yeah.
Just because of the volume that we do. I usually have a handful of people that...
Like, it doesn't perfect.
So. But it doesn't matter what you or the builder or anybody does. They're just people that are always going to be unhappy. Doesn't matter how nice I am.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what we offer to do for them. It doesn't matter what they're getting from the builder.
Yeah.
And those are the people... Jared and I talk about it. Those are the people that, like, on my side, they just really don't even want to sell their home. And that's what I've kind of learned is when people are like that, especially on the transactional resale side of things, it really just comes down to they just don't want to leave that house, and they're really just looking for that out from mm-hmm. anybody that they can to stay in that house.
And sometimes they just have to. Yeah.
It's interesting when we work with people that just don't want to sell their house.
Yeah. And it's you're like, why am I here?
Why am I here? Why did I get in this position like, with you then?
Most of the time you looked for me.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm trying to help you. Mm-hmm. I do have one like that right now where I'm like, I'm helping you. Like, why are you always mad at me? What did I do?
Nothing.
Nothing. It's just something with them normally.
Because I don't treat any of my clients different. They all get the same level. Because for me, if I can't treat you, if I'm going to do something for you, I need to be able to do that for every single one of my clients. That is the philosophy we teach.
And that's I kind of got some favorites, though.
So never mind. Okay, moving on.
No, I'm kidding. It's a good philosophy.
But it's the same for builders. Yeah. I mean, what we do for builder A, we will offer to builder B. Yeah, and we won't do something for this builder that we couldn't also do for another builder.
Correct. I feel like we that's part of how we've built our reputation, even from when we were in new home sales. If you are going to say this to Mr. and Mrs. Jones, you better be able to say it to every other person that walks in your door
all weekend. I need to pay more attention to that part. I don't do it often, but I do feel like I definitely have favorite clients.
Well, you're going to have favorites, but it doesn't mean that you wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't do anything extra for them that I want to do for someone else. Like, I'm not going to go to their blue tape and then tell everybody else, like, I don't go to blue tape walk.
Right.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So that's. And again, that's what has helped us build us, Mini Turner Mangum. Yeah. It's what's helped build our reputation in the industry is that we don't play favorites with clients. We don't play favorites with builders. Yeah. Everybody gets that same excellent level of service from Turner Mangum.
I do try to be excellent most of the time.
You are excellent.
Sometimes I'm like, ooh, you could have handled that better. But then I'm like, eh.
I feel like we all do that, though. I ask myself that question probably every night when I go to sleep. I'm like, oh, could I have done something different in that situation or this situation? And honestly, Hannah, I think it's just the volume.
Yeah.
But it also shows that you care about, what can I learn from this day or this experience? And how can I make it better when I wake up tomorrow?
Yeah. I do like that if I mess up on something or if I'm like, ooh, I could have done that better. I do like mental note it like, okay, we're not doing this again because I don't like that gut feeling you get when you feel like you messed something up and I'm like, no, we're not doing that again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I don't write stuff down, but I do mental note it. Well, it usually stays.
It's because you're still young.
Let's talk about favorites.
Yes.
Let's play a five favorites. Five fave game.
Ooh.
So favorite. Let's start with
people.
No.
Yes, your top five favorite people.
It better be here in this room.
Yes, two are right here, hopefully.
Four, five.
Oh, no, they're looking at us like side eye. Side eye.
Julie's like, this bitch better say Julie.
All right, we'll start with favorite song.
Favorite song. Oh, God, that changes. But, okay.
Today.
A lot of it's going to be, okay, today. So, Fade and... We see Fade and John Dead just released a song called La Fecha. That's like my favorite song right now. I know. Wait,
La Fecha.
La Fecha.
La Fecha? That's
La Fecha means date. Yeah.
A date?
So basically
like going on a date?
Look at me now in Spanish. Ooh,
I know.
Watch out.
He is asking, it's basically two guys that are talking about like this girl, like these group of girls that come in and they're basically like, give us the date. We'll be there. Like, not like a date, like,
yeah, because la fima, la fecha, por favor, that is what I learned how to say when I worked in a community, and they had to sign their purchase agreement, and not a lot of them spoke English, and I did not speak Spanish, but I did learn that because we had paper contracts back in that day.
Look at you.
And that was
my
Spanish.
Speaking your Spanish.
Yes.
Yes, and I was like,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Aquí.
Uh-huh. I know that one too.
Yes.
So that's my number one right now. But then I do have like certain artists that I can play any of their songs or any of their albums because I know like all of it by heart. Most of it is Spanish. So like Carlos Vives is like anything by him is like automatically in my top five. That I love Gangster's Paradise. So that's like what, number three?
Wait, what?
Oh. Yeah.
Like been spending most our lives
living in the gangster's paradise.
That is in your top five?
That's in my top five. Because that's one of those that like if I'm feeling like, let's go, like I'm going to put
that's
that
what you're putting on?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. My kids know it by heart, too. Ah. I have a video.
Okay.
Yeah, like Amira will sing like the rap part, and then Santi will do like that chorus. I was like, oh.
Oh, y'all got it.
The chorus. It's like the choir.
It's like a family affair. So that.
What's Joseph doing?
Shaking his head.
I was gonna say, sit in the back. I really be like, this is my life.
It usually happens in the car, like when we play it.
This is my family.
No, I know. There are so many times that I look at him and I'm like, I know you sick of me. Like, there is no way you're not.
That's like, okay.
He's like, this is the life I chose. Yeah. Gangster's paradise.
This is the life I chose. Yeah. This is good for Joseph. Every time I bring in like some random dog or something, I'm like, I know you hate me. Like, it's okay. Okay, so what was that? Okay. Like, number three or number four, maybe? What else do I listen to? I mean, I do listen to primarily Spanish music, but I do like listen to English sometimes. I do love Bruno Mars. Oh. So probably Locked Out of Heaven. Oh, and I like John Mayer too. I do like a lot of, God, five is not enough.
Well, it will, you know, we have five different topics.
Yeah, so okay. One of them was song.
Okay, yes, so that was a good, that okay. was, yeah.
All right, we've favorite, got it. Favorite restaurant?
Pearl and Vine right now.
Ooh, yes. Their spicy margarita is so good.
I still have not been.
We need to go.
We do need to go. So,
and then we'll drive to the lake house.
Yes. Or we could go there before going to Battle of the Builders. Because it's down the street.
That's so true.
Okay.
Happy hour there. Because Battle of the Builders starts at like 5. So we can go to happy hour there at 4 o'clock.
Okay.
4 to 5. Go to Battle of the Builders.
Can we wait? Are we allowed to go in there dressed how we're going to be dressed?
Oh, yeah. I've gone in there in sweats. I've gone in there looking nice.
They have a dress code, though.
Mm-mm. Not maybe early like
not
that.
Not for me.
Hannah. And not, okay, no, we're going to be with Hannah.
I know the owners. My sister-in-law is the sous chef. Like,
oh.
Yeah. We go way back.
She knows people. Okay. So I'm excited. Pearl and Vine.
Okay, so Pearl and Vine is restaurant.
Pearl and Vine is number one. And then love me some Chili's.
Chili's?
What? I know.
Like still to this like day, April? You Southwest walk into April? Chili's?
Yeah, no, we go like at least once a month because like we crave it. Like Chili's.
What do you order?
So I get the Chipotle,
skillet queso.
I get the Chipotle. Well, yes, we get the skillet queso. And then I get the crispy, honey Chipotle chicken crispers. I know, right?
I will say their batter on their. I haven't been in I don't know how long, but I used to tear up some Chili's back in the day.
I could not tell you the last time I went to Chili's.
I mean, it's been.
I probably haven't been in over a decade.
Yeah, same. But. The batter that's on
there. We'll be cracking open right now.
White Claw.
Is it really a White Claw?
It's a silk. Is it really? Oh. Wait, where did that even come from?
Why are
this
there
is not provided by T. What? You brought your own cooler?
No.
And it's my favorite. It's black cherry.
I brought to share. Don't worry.
Oh, I broke my nail. It's fine. It's my under nail. It's not the for show nail.
Wait, okay, I did it. It's 12 o'clock on a Friday. Here we go.
Cheers to Jared.
Cheers, Jared.
She only brought three.
I have the rest of the 12 pack in the car.
Wait, is it? These are still cold.
They were cold when I got them from the gas station.
Here's the lime flavor. That one's good, too. Mm-hmm. Lime and black cherry are my favorite. Are these your two favorite?
Yeah, black cherry is my favorite.
Oh, okay. So we have song, restaurant, drink.
Okay, song, restaurant, drink.
White Claw.
White Claws are like my go-to because they don't make me bloated.
No, I thought you were going to say Diet Coke.
Oh, I thought we were talking about drink. Like, drinks. Oh, yes. Diet Coke, Coke Zero are like my go-tos. Like, I know you.
Yes.
You had sent me this TikTok about like people who drink them first thing in the morning. I was like,
oh yeah, that's scary.
It is.
I'll pull up with a Diet Coke ready to get on that Pilates machine. Diet Coke. Yes, that's like I'm a fiend. And look at you with your green.
I've got a lineup here.
I know. I have a very interesting
that's
lineup.
That's called a three drink minimum. That's what we call that.
let's put our.
Oh, are we putting all of our drinks on the table? We're drink girlies.
So oh, wow. I only have two today.
I brought...
That is shocking.
I have my TM cup.
I have
my ghost
Diet cup. Coke, mushrooms, water.
Are you shrooming over there?
And a White Claw.
You have shrooms?
Yes. It's a thing.
So restaurant. So yeah, Pearl and Vine. I do love Chili's. Anything with pasta.
Still cracking up at the Chili's.
I know, right? Anything with any kind of pasta.
You do love pasta.
I love pasta.
I'm so surprised you didn't say an Italian restaurant because you love pasta.
Well, anything pasta.
Yeah, anything with pasta. But I do, I mean.
Chili's pasta?
No. I like, so there's this place in Katy called Pane Vino. I really like that. It's like on 1093. There's this place called On the Curb. So I do love On the Curb a lot too.
On the Curb?
Yeah, On the Curb. It's in Fulshear. Okay. They have one in the city as well, but this one's like kind of outside the city. And they've got like just like a random, like, it's like kind of like a bar, but it's also like a little bit nicer. So you can get like a steak there, mm-hmm. but you can also get like pasta or like something like, I don't know, French fries and like all that other kind of stuff. Fatty's is like another one of my favorites.
Oh,
I love
yes.
Fatty's. Fatty's, but Fatty's and I go way back. Like Fatty's catered my wedding. Fatty's wow. catered my brother's wedding. Yeah, my dad knew the owners. So Fatty's catered like my brother's wedding, my wedding. Like I feel like everybody in like the Arab world like caters their weddings from Fatty's.
I didn't even know about the place.
Mediterranean.
It's so good. But you go in and it's yeah. like a Luby's setup. Like you get a little tray and go oh. down the line.
We need to go.
Yes.
I love
I didn't
Fatty's.
Know about that. Reminds
me, is it kind of like a Demasi's?
Yeah. So Demasi's, yes. Same kind of food style.
I love Demasi's.
Like that more like Lebanese, like yes. Arab food. Demasi's though is like a buffet. Like, you actually okay. have, like, a buffet plate.
Yes. This is not. This yeah. is Luby's style.
Yeah. I haven't been to Demasi's in a while, but Fatty's is, like
cafeteria style.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Mm, and then yes. they do have, like, stuff mm. off the menu you can order. Like, if you want, like, a whole roasted chicken, you can get that, too. Like, there's a lot of that.
Ooh.
And then Colombian food, of course. Yeah. Mi Pueblito is probably one of my favorites, or, like, Paisa's Twin. So, mm-hmm. Colombian.
And you cook nice. As well.
I do cook a lot. I feel like the last couple weeks we've DoorDashed a lot, but...
We've been really busy.
No, like I feel like every night I haven't, like last week I didn't get home. I got home once before 8 o'clock. Like it was crazy.
It's been wild.
It really has been. But I do
for
love
like
to
months.
Cook. That's
yes.
like how I like kind of
decompress.
So, yeah. And nothing makes me happier too than inviting people over and then cooking and then watching them eat it. Like I get such a
that
kick out of it.
That is so stressful for me. But
really? I love it. I'll
just
have,
even
like,
being in the kitchen alone. And then much less if there's an audience and people depending, like, to be fed
no,
by what I'm
cooking.
No, I
love cooking. It because, like, I'll invite, you know, Ruben and stuff over and...
We have not been invited, Price, to have somebody cook
I
for us.
I have not received.
But you're
like choking on
Price?
Your white cloth.
Price well, I was trying to talk and drink at the same time, but I have...
No, Price is a big cook, too, though.
We need to... If we can... We can find
I like
a,
to bake.
Let's, yes, y'all bake. I can't
like to
bake for sh- Because it's like...
You make the food, I'll yeah. make a cheesecake.
Because y'all have to like measure with baking. Mm-hmm. I don't measure. I eyeball everything when I cook. I'll look at it. If it's something I've never made before, I'll look at the recipe just so I can kind of get an idea of like what I need to put into
right.
it. That's about it.
Yeah, no.
Other than that,
all of it is very
eyeballed.
Stressful
yeah,
for me.
I've been cooking since I was like 14.
We should do like a TM potluck where Hannah cooks the meal and then you can bring like a side dish.
Yeah.
And I'll bring a dessert.
Yes.
I can do a side. I have a few sides.
Yeah.
Corn pudding is my go-to.
What is
corn
that?
Pudding?
It's so
what
good.
In the West it's East so Texas? Good. What is it? East what, Texas?
And I would say, what in the white is that?
We're going to mix pudding and corn.
Is it like vanilla pudding?
Does it have Cool Whip on it?
I hope no, it's not chocolate.
It's for a meal. It's not a dessert. It's a. It goes with
like
your...
a cream brulee or something, like a corn brulee.
Oh, you know what? Is it like a
cream corn?
Is it like corn stuffing, like for Thanksgiving? Is it like a bread, but it's more corny?
It's more puddingy than a cornbread.
Okay. I want this because
it's
I love
delicious.
Corn.
It is delicious. Listen, again, I don't do a lot. Normally, I'm the silverware and paper plate girl.
So, like, on the when everyone has, like, the sign-up, I'm the one that's like, I will make the turkey.
No.
Yeah, like, when we go to, like, Friendsgivings, like, Kayla with Newmark every year has a Friendsgiving. And
you
I,
take the turkey?
I do
the whole
turkey? I take the whole
that's
ass turkey.
That's so much pressure. Like, that is the meal.
Oh,
I
can't
do the
turkey. For that, though. Like, no, I was died. Actually this year when I was making it, I was watching y'all's first podcast. I had it like on the TV and I was sitting there like with butter.
Wait, okay, so that's a good question. With your turkey,
yeah,
do you put the stuff in it or you cook it separate? So
no,
like
well,
a dressing?
On the inside I do put like onions, carrots, just
people
like
people
like,
make
flavor.
The stuffing inside the
yeah
the bird. I think yeah. that's a little odd.
I've never done that.
That's a no for
I
me.
I wasn't raised like
it's a
that.
No. I well, that's exactly how I feel about
Why
it.
Why are you farting over there? No,
I mean, do you actually like scoop the stuffing out of the bird's butt? Like,
I don't know
no,
how they do
well,
it.
I mean, okay, out of the cavity.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's so gross.
Do you,
no.
So, but to eat, to get your serving of the stuffing, you have to, you like, have put to, the spoon in the bird?
No.
When you carve it, yeah. When you carve it, you, like, unstuff it.
It's a no
it.
For me.
So there's no...
You unstuff it?
There's no foreign objects. We have to cut this part.
Why? We can't go like that on the camera?
I make a mean banana pudding cheesecake.
Well, again, I've not had any of this.
Okay, no, I'm down. We'll cook. Whose house is most central? Mine's not.
None of ours. Like, nobody lives we can central.
Like, my house like is a shit show.
Well,
but
I was gonna say, like, I feel like you kind of have, like, because...
I have a big backyard.
Yeah, we'll just go there. I love taking everything with me, and I just cook. Like, I do it at his house all the time. So I'll even take my pot.
I have a pretty big kitchen. I have a big backyard.
Okay, so
yeah, she has a very big backyard.
Are we taking the? Backyard. Are we bringing the kids or not bringing the kids?
Yeah, bring the kids. Okay. I got kids. There. Add more. Bring dogs. I don't give a shit.
But anyways,
you got
yeah.
dogs too. Bring Covey. Oh my gosh, Covey and Ghost would be like,
they'd be just the most handsomest babies
oh
ever.
Oh my gosh! And then my Rottweiler would be like, I'm scared.
I'm so bored.
He's scared of flies.
Okay, wait, what are the we haven't done all five.
Okay, so
I think those are five restaurants, right?
No. Well, no. It's not five of the things. Oh. It's five, just, you're supposed to do one.
Oh, I thought it was, I have
to
name five
restaurants.
So one of
them is your favorite place, favorite place to travel.
Oh,
that you've
yes.
been.
Costa Rica.
Really?
Hands down, 1,000%. We went twice, like in the last 2 years. Yeah, I love it there. We went once for a wedding. One of my good friends got married there. So we went to like southern Costa Rica. And then we went with a group of friends. And that was like.
Why is Ruben laughing?
Because.
You know.
That was nice. Okay, so you've been twice to Costa Rica.
Twice.
Sorry.
So I did like
Ruben, please cut this stuff. Y'all know to cut, right?
No, they gonna be airing it, girl.
I mean, it's nothing that.
No, she went with friends.
Yeah. I'm about to pee my
they
pants.
They were friends, yeah. I mean, I went with a lot of friends.
I've drank all of this. I've drank half of this, and now I'm drinking a white
claw.
My bladder is about
Costa
to
Rica.
Explode.
Okay,
here.
Costa Rica. Okay, and your favorite store.
Oh, yeah, your favorite
store. Like shopping?
Yes. Zara.
I was going to say Zara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's Zara. Always, I was like Zara, and then probably like. But Zara. Mm. Zara's my shit.
Yeah. Did we get them all? Song?
I've never been to Zara.
Restaurant.
You what? Would love Zara.
I've never been to one.
She would. I don't.
You don't think so? I think you would.
I think there would be some things for
like
her.
Like the skirts and the
wait,
sports.
What kind of store do you think that would be my favorite?
Not Zara.
Hot Topic? She's like, Zara isn't your store. What's my store?
Not Zara.
The one that has wait. All the piercings.
Yeah. Is that Hot Topic?
I think it's Hot Topic. I don't know. I've never even been in there.
You've never been to Hot Topic?
What?
No. I've never.
Have you been to Hot Topic?
I wasn't raised like that. No, I've never been to Hot Topic. I don't think I've ever been in there.
You're married to Joseph. He was in like metal
I'm sure
band.
He was. Yeah. When I met him, he used to have like his hair was like longer and he always has to do like.
Yeah. This. He had like the emo swoop.
Yeah. It's always do this.
Did he have piercings?
He had, I think his ears pierced at one point. But when I met
that's
him,
how-
no. He had already grown out of that phase. He wears a necklace now, like a chain. And I'm like, you look like mafia.
I want to meet Joseph.
I can't believe you haven't. I know, it's so wild.
I feel like he and I would have so much to talk about regarding
I feel
music.
Like exactly, with the music specifically. Yes, mm-hmm. Y'all would. Because you've met him, yeah.
And I feel like your store would be like, I feel like it's that one. That
what?
Akira, yeah.
Oh, I do love Akira.
I love that store.
Akira. Yes. Oh, and I said IKEA. I was like,
oh, no.
What kind of clothes
like
I got there?
Things together.
I think
no. Akira is a lot of fun because it's just so different and bold.
I love all the stuff we've bought there too.
Me too.
Oh, that bodysuit y'all got me was really nice.
We need to go there. We need to go to Akira. Go to Zara.
Oh, you would love it.
And we need to eat bourbon chicken
from the food court.
Yes.
Yes. I crave. That should have been on my favorite food list.
That is one of my
small
favorite
Chinese
foods.
Food.
Cheap Chinese food. When I was pregnant, I would crave that. Like yeah. I'd go like just to the mall to get like
bourbon chicken.
Yes.
And lo mein.
I don't even
fried
need a side.
Rice.
Just give me the whole
oh, no,
styrofoam.
I
know,
fried
I
rice.
I want the lo mein. I love lo mein.
That's where we should go after this.
To the mall? To
yeah, get bourbon chicken.
Okay, was that the five?
That's five.
That is five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was it.
Yeah. That was fun.
Well, Cheers. We thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Cheers. Thank you for joining TM.
Oh.
Thank you for being you. The... wait, what? Thank the you for being the...
unhinged
the,
aunt.
Thank you for being
unhinged
the third
unhinged.
Our trio. Yes. Thank you for being our trio.
Yes. I'm happy. Thank you guys for embracing me how y'all have.
Oh, we love you.
Welcoming me like you guys have. Because I think I was telling...
Them lips got her, honey.
No, but for real. Thank y'all for loving me the way y'all do, honestly.
We do.
I do
we
really appreciate it. And I think there's really never a moment when I wake up and I'm just like, what the hell did I do?
No.
Yeah. Sometimes I think that y'all think that.
No, we love you.
I'm here to tell you that we do not think that.
You.
I'm pretty sure there was one time Jared and I were at a happy hour with a builder and we were talking about like speeding tickets or something. And I had just started. And I was starting to tell this builder, it was Brad. Brad with Brightland. And Steven with Brightland. We were all having happy hour. And I told the builders, I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure, like, I was starting to tell them that I thought I had a warrant for, like, a speeding ticket.
Oh, and
Jared's sitting there looking at me. And I looked at him and I was like, I stopped. And then I was like, you know, you already hired me. Like, I'm pretty sure I have a warrant out.
Can you get this cleared up,
yeah.
please?
And then he was just like, oh, okay. And I was like, that's your fault. I was like, you should have done a background check and you should have done a P-test. Like, that's on you.
Too late now, sucker.
I'm here.
Surprise.
Surprise.
I was like, I am what I am. Whatever. But no, thank y'all for letting
clear,
me
to be clear, there is no warrant.
There is no warrant. I checked.
It's okay if there is. It's just driving.
It's just a speeding ticket. Probably just for like a parking ticket or something. No, it's for
you're
speeding.
You're fine. Nobody's going to judge you for a speeding ticket.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, y'all see the way I drive, so.
We know the way she drives. Coming in hot.
Disturbing the peace.
In these streets. These mean streets.
Look,
my eyes are like watering.
All right, let's go eat.
Yeah.
Break.
All right, break.